This is the Nema Hall Central Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Haddon Hilchen, head coach of the Thunder Girls. And, well, coach, as we've last talked, your girls bounced back in a big way after their loss to Sabetha on Tuesday of last week with a big win on Friday at Royal Valley, 52-49 in the last-second shot and free throw by Cassidy Corby. So it was a game that was just exciting all the way through. Your girls were down, they were up, eventually win by three. What were just your thoughts on that exciting win?
Yeah, that kind of sums it up. Definitely a game of runs there, especially in the second half. I thought we came out and the girls executed their game plan defensively really well, trying to make the Irving girls earn everything they got. And we did a pretty good job on them for the most part. And obviously we left them open a couple times, and they'll make you pay when you do that. But, you know, I thought we really played the third quarter really well. We came out and extended our lead. And then all of a sudden, the last 3 minutes and about 45 seconds, Royal Valley goes on a 15-0 run to take the lead going in the fourth quarter. But again, our girls regrouped and played a great fourth quarter and picked up their effort defensively. And we made just enough plays offensively to get the win.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was really a strong team victory as well there against Royal Valley. You pretty much had everybody step up in that one. I know Taryn Ganstrom hit those two free throws there late to kind of tie the game, and then obviously Cassidy Corby hits the shot and also the free throw to give you the three-point lead, eventually win by three. Riley Rodinghouse had a solid game as well. It just seemed like it was an overall team victory for your girls too.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. Everybody, you know, pitched in. Taryn's two free throws were huge, tied the ball game up, and obviously Cassidy was great throughout and made some big shots late in the game, and Riley did a really good job dominating in the post offensively and defensively in there, did a great job. And so Ella Larkin pitched in on the opposite end, made a couple threes, and did some really good work there. And then the other three girls, Addie Holthaus and Mackenzie Henry and Cassidy Rethman, all gave us great minutes, even though they never got the scoring column. I thought Addie had one of her better games defensively. So it was fun to watch, fun to be a part of, and a good momentum booster for us.
So now you look ahead here. You've got Holton coming up on Friday as you're sitting the sub-state there at 3A. In Sabetha, your girls are now 16-1 on the year and really in a good spot as far as getting the one seed of that Sabetha sub-state. So now beginning with Holton coming up on Friday, the wrap-up here the regular season with two more games next week. What do you look at here with Holton on Friday?
Well, Holton's going to come in and want to knock us off. They played us tough down in their place a little over a month ago, and they're big and physical, and we're going to have to match that physicality, you know, all over the floor and just continue to value the basketball on offense and then create enough havoc on defense to get the win.
Yeah, and that bat was back on January the 8th, the last time you played Holton, a 37-32 win for your girls. But, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck here against Holton coming up on Friday. And, again, congratulations on that big win over Royal Valley from last week. Thank you for taking the time, though, as always, and we'll talk to you a final time next week.
All right, Johnny, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Haddon Hilchen, head coach of the Nema Hall Central Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.